Fashion.
There we go.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Grunty.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, good morning and welcome to 95BFM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to have you on this Monday morning. I love your scarf.
I know, it's got some colour in it.
God, I love it.
I won this.
Did you? Did whereabouts? You?
It's from Deadly Ponies. I won it from the Viva.
Oh, it's soft.
Yeah. Silk.
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 Silk. We were talking about the mirroring of the silk.
We were.
The farming of the silk. The silk moth cocoon thing.
Terrible. My dress is silk as well.
Oh, yuck. Murderer.
I'm sure it'll be ethical though.
Sure. Okay.
I'll find out. I'll ask the designer.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Welcome. What have we got for us today? What's happening today?
Well, I was kind of like thinking over the weekend as it was raining quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's quite a lot of things that you can watch about fashion.
There's a lot.
And one of my faves at the moment is on Netflix, but it's also on Red Bull TV. So if you don't have Netflix, you can look it up on Red Bull. It's a show called Social Fabric. Have you heard of the show?
No, tell me all about it.
It's hosted by a LA-based designer, Kyle Ng, who is behind Brain Dead, Farm Tactics, and AXS Folk Technology, which is like mountain wear. And he's like a streetwear designer. Originally like a skateboarder guy, but he's actually really, really funny. And the cool thing about the show is that he's almost doing kind of anthropology on streetwear and fashion, and he follows different topics. So there's 12 episodes. I think there's only like about 7 up at the moment, but like the first one's on jeans, and he goes to Japan and learns about hand-dyed indigo jeans, like some of them
cool,
like that are so thick that when you put them on it's like wearing cardboard, you know, that sort of thing.
Serious jeans, eh?
Serious jeans. He does one on the t-shirt, and he goes to like,
you know what, something makes me just already, this makes me sound, feels like a show that I've been waiting to see for years.
I think it definitely appeals to people who may not like kind of be into fashion but want to learn about the background behind things. Like, but I never knew.
But there's amazing stories behind jeans and t-shirts and stuff like that. Good stuff.
Yeah, like t-shirts. I never knew that, you know, I didn't understand the hip-hop bootleg t-shirt and why they were so rare. And it was because, you know, they were made just for gigs. And so the reason that you can't find them anymore is because they were never licensed. So there's people that collect them and they're worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
I've got a Jane's Addiction t-shirt at home. And not by no means my favourite Jane's Addiction t-shirt. A used Jane's Addiction t-shirt, which I have. There's another one on Etsy at the moment.
Yeah.
Exactly the same shirt, used Jane's Addiction t-shirt. $736.
Yeah.
Which is a t-shirt which I don't even wear any. If I even wore, I still like Jane's Addiction hard out, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. And
that's
then,
crazy stuff, eh? That was not a one-off one gig one either. That's just like from that era. You know?
Yeah, it's insane. Like they go to this LA store, and Kyle wants to get a Wu-Tang one, but they're worth like $2,000 US, you know, like, wow. And he's like, I just want someone to give me one, you know. And he's really funny, and he's also you know, he'll have an opinion about something, like this one on fedoras.
Quite tight too by the sound of it.
Yeah. No, there's one show on fedoras, and he's like, are they purely, you know, for backup dancers, and they hang around like an ex that just won't go away and things like this, you know. And he kind of
I feel the same about cheese cutters.
Yeah,
cheese cutters are worst hat ever. Oregon?
Yeah, I'm definitely...
Drop your cheese cutter. Drop it.
I've got a fedora, but I got like one when I went to New York, so I got a properly made one, you know, but it's got a feather in it and everything.
Oh, like, you dandy. So fedora, for people who don't know, describe the fedora.
The fedora is actually, it's kind of like...
Is that a little Justin Timberlake-y one? Is that little one?
Well, there's different ones. That's a trilby.
A
fedora is kind of like a wider brimmed one, and it's kind of has its origins in Cuba.
So it's a little bit Creole on the coconuts?
Yeah.
Are they often wool, or is that just like...
No, they are wool. They can be felt. They can be velvet. So this show kind of talks about...
What's that, brother?
And he goes to London as well and talks to rude boys, because, of course, they wear trilbies, and they wear the thing which comes from Kingston culture from Jamaica, and they wear like these little... what they're called, stingy brim trilbies. And of course, like, because the
stingy brim, that's awesome.
And it's because of the fact that they didn't have a lot of money in Jamaica, so they would just do what they, you know, help what they could with things. So they would make these hats that had very, very thin brims.
Like the idea of a stingy brim, yeah.
Yeah, and it looks amazing, you know, and that he goes and he gets dressed up as these different cultures. So, like, he goes to talk to somebody who is into fedoras and they dress him up in a zoot suit. You know,
yeah.
Which is Kid Carell, yeah. You know, and then he goes to London, he gets dressed up as
I always thought Zoot Suit was really cool.
Yeah. Well, this guy looks amazing, and they have these, that, you know, the jackets are very long, the pants are very baggy, and he's got this massive chain that's almost hanging down.
You have a chain to swing around,
Yeah.
Do you know what the Zoot Suit is? Tess, are you familiar with the Zoot Suit?
I'm not familiar with the Zoot Suit.
It's kind of like, if you think of like a very exaggerated 1950s suit.
I'll tell you, Jim Carrey, The Mask?
Yeah.
That's a Zoot Suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're normally very, very bright colours. They don't necessarily have to match like these ones do, but they are...
They're sort of formal, but they're sort of super casual as well.
Yeah. But I guess it kind of goes to that thing that, you know, that I've always rave on about and it's like tribes, you know. And so Kyle goes around and kind of investigates all these different things. Like the one I watched last night was plaid, which we would say tartan, you know, and that kind of follows. He goes to Scotland, of course, and meets the strongest man in Scotland, and they do some Highland Games stuff, and he gets kitted out in a kilt.
Strongest man in Scotland.
Yeah, and it's pretty funny, and they talk about, you know, whether you go commando or not, what occasions you do.
Yeah, a friend of mine did that at his wedding, and it was just like, shit, man, it's not...
It's not nice.
Just sad old clacker away.
And he also goes to Africa, because there's the Maasai tribes wear a plaid called shuka, which is actually...
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Which is actually only a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
That they picked up from people, like Scottish people that left some tartan behind.
I was reading about that somewhere.
And they also talk about Pendleton shirts, which is like LA lowriders wearing those, you know, that hip hop culture. It's kind of like Mexican based, and they've got
top button done up, sort of thing.
So he does jeans, t-shirts, fedoras, plaid, sneakers. At one point in Japan, he goes to a place and there is a squirrel. What do you call it? Like a squirrel zoo or a squirrel. It's not a farm.
It's a farm, isn't it?
Well, it's just like a place where all these squirrels live. And
sanctuary?
Yeah, sanctuary maybe. And like this, there's a sneaker that's influenced by squirrel fur. and that's all brown and furry. It's really weird. So he goes there in his squirrel fur sneakers. He does one on cowboy boots, leather jackets, and camouflage, which I haven't watched yet. There's 12 episodes.
You can't wait for that. I can tell it here in the new voice. You can't wait for it, eh? You can't wait. Cowboy boots, leather jackets, and camouflage.
Yeah.
All in one.
No, just separate episodes.
Oh, see, cowboy boots is great. You've done that before.
Yeah.
So leather jackets, I mean, stop it, eh?
Yeah.
Stop it.
But I like the fact that he does look at the anthology of it and anthropology of it, sorry. And he kind of like, he may not like it when he starts out, but he gets convinced that, you know, of the culture and the, you know, like when he talks about the tartan and he almost makes the guy that is making the kilts cry because he says, you know, like they talk about clans and family and about how, you know, the tartan is actually in the people's DNA. You know, so they're connected to it. And it kind of makes you really fully understand the emotional connection people have with clothing.
Yeah.
Cool. And that relationship.
Sounds like a great show. What's it called? Social Fabric.
It's only, each episode is only 25 minutes long. So it's not like you're sitting there going,
if you're a busy person on the go, skipping meals, eating on the run, and got so much to do today, you can fit it in anyway, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really worthwhile. So Social Fabric, it's on Netflix. It's made by Red Bull TV, so it's probably on their site as well. And it's hosted by this guy called Kyle Ng. He's really awesome. I really like him.
Well, that's really cool. That's really cool. It sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
If you're going to pick, like Gingham. What's Gingham? Can you help me with that? Gingham? That's my question for you this week. Gingham, question mark. No, I don't mind. For some reason, if you're my ancient generation, Gingham just reminds me of the old Pizza Hut tablecloths.
Yeah.
Straight from the get-go. People out there know what I mean.
There's definitely a rehash of it at the moment, though.
It's not tartan.
No.
But it's not plaid.
No.
Well, it's Gingham.
It's Gingham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like... Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I'll have to research.
It's sort of like a discount plaid, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Or like a sort of... white trash houndstooth.
I'm wondering whether it's like a American-based for me, it always seems like an American, like blue and white gingham.
Or red and white gingham.
Yeah.
Black and white gingham. Blue and white gingham. Green and white gingham.
Yeah.
Can you have multiple colour gingham? Can you have like orange and green, blue and white, and blue and orange? Orange gingham?
I don't think you can have multiple colours. I think it's white and a colour.
Oh, well.
Someone's on the phone. They
okay, well, maybe they. Gingham hotline, good morning. No. Okay, no one's on the phone. Penny, you made that up. Sorry, gingham hotline, go ahead, please.
Hi. Maybe it's to do with country and western, because it's got two colours, country and western in it.
Yeah, maybe. is that like the way that drum and bass only has two colours?
Yeah. The music does. It only comes out in bottom and bottom up. Well, fried chicken tablecloths.
Oh, yuck.
And wasn't his cravat the old Colonel, red and white as well, Gingham?
The Colonel Sanders? Excuse me, sir. I've met Colonel Sanders in real life. And also, come on, get it right. He wore like a, not a bolo tie. It was like a ribbon. He just wore himself one of those Southern gentleman black ribbons.
same ribbon you may
truss up a chicken with.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is the Western thing. I don't know. It's red and white like crackers.
I appreciate
red
you.
Red
and white like crackers. Red and white like crackers. Yeah! Rednecks are so funny, eh?
I got a horse cat.
Rednecks just happy with it. Rednecks who love being rednecks, they're my favourite type of rednecks.
Redneck and proud.
I am proudly racist.
From trying to rub the stain of the blue collar off.
Thank you, Corlo.
Have you found...
It's not his first rodeo. We're talking about that.
Meghan Markle's wearing a gingham shirt or something.
Dress. Oh. She looks nice.
I've never seen her not look nice.
Mm. Mm, true.
Oh, that tone. The tone that you guys just chucked out there was awesome. And that is the end of that segment. That's awesome. I'm finishing with that. That was great. That's sort of, yeah, I suppose so.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.